molten copper at more than 1,100 degrees Celsius is the start of a manufacturing process that turns out an astounding variety of products, from jewelry to massive electrical systems. David Malpass is the president of the economic research firm Ensema Global.
Over the years, copper has tended to go up when global growth is stronger and go down when global growth is weaker. It's used for a lot of things that people need when they're building.
Copper is so important to the economy that miners go deep into the earth in search of the ore. Experts watch copper prices to predict growth or recession in the economy. They joke that Dr. Copper has been so good at tracking economic issues, it must have a PhD. But stock market turmoil recently clouded Copper's insights as investors fled falling stocks and bought commodities, pushing up the price. Demand from China also boosted prices, at least until worries about slowing Chinese growth sparked a sharp price drop. In a Skype interview, veteran trader turned Delphi University professor Michael Driscoll says the commodity markets can be brutal for anyone who is unlucky or unprepared.
Commodities are extraordinarily volatile. They are not for the faint of heart and not for the uninitiated.
Copper is often mined from massive, incredibly deep pits where huge machines devour the earth and giant trucks haul many tons of ore away to be processed. Driscoll and other experts say traders are also going to have to dig deep to find new and better ways to guess the future direction of the economy as markets grow more complex. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.